This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
Every week here on the Wake Up Call, it's Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we feel we have to get something off our chest. Who wants to go first?
You should go first.
I should go first? Mm-hmm. I don't want to go first.
Why?
Because I had a sexy dream about rain.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And listen, I think it's
Was this your first one? I feel like
I think it was my second.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you spend this much time with people, it's gonna happen.
You have not had one about Kevin.
That is true.
That is true. Have you had one about Gabe?
Yeah.
Oh, did we talk about that too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She's had a full-on sex dream about Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey.
What's the matter?
I kind of feel disrespected.
Because now I had a sex dream about rain?
Yeah, I felt like there was something special a little bit. I didn't know you just go and have sex dreams about anybody.
That's true.
Willy nilly.
Yeah.
She's dream cheating on you.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other part of it. You were terrible, Rain.
I take back my clapping.
Why? What was so unsatisfying?
He was fumbling. He was just
all thumbs.
All thumbs.
Just not. He wasn't like selfish. It was
couldn't
just,
understand tip from top. Didn't know what was going on.
And she said, "Tip, everybody."
Right. Yeah.
Did you get the impression that it was his first time with a woman?
No.
Or just rusty? Or that's just his thing?
It was a lot, because obviously I'm a married person.
Right.
So if I slept with Rain, I would be cheating. Mm. So in the dream, it was a lot of, I cheated on my husband for this?
It wasn't worth it.
But I didn't feel that way about you, Gabe.
So I was better?
Oh, yeah. And you've never even had sex with a woman.
That's true.
So.
Okay, it's okay.
Okay, good.
How does that feel, Rain?
Ugh.
What do you think it means?
It means I spend too much time with you guys.
No. What do you think it means that he was bad at sex in the dream?
Oh, so if I'm going to like psychoanalyze
it,
maybe it is my interpretation of him in a relationship. Like all thumbs.
I'm going to die alone, guys. This is...
Well, according to Katie's dream, that might be for the best.
Wow. Let's move on.
Okay.
Wake up call confessions.
So my wife and I sometimes enjoy sending each other flirty text messages.
Well, that's nice.
It's not like full on sexting, so calm down, perverts. But like, we'll like send something though to like kind of charge each other's batteries.
I mean, I think that's great. Anytime I've done this to my husband and you found out about it, you think it's disgusting.
Well, it's you.
Okay. Oh no, Gavin.
I typed one out.
Don't.
And then I hit send.
No.
And it did not go to Stacy.
Please don't say it went to your mom.
Okay, I won't.
Gavin!
But that's where it went.
I don't even think your mother acknowledges that you have sex.
Well, here's the good news. You're probably right.
Okay.
Because what I sent to her was, and when I like send these text messages to my wife, I always think it's funny to have them start off sounding very mundane and a little meandering.
Okay.
And then at the very end, there's a sucker punch.
Okay.
So the message I sent, I don't remember it verbatim, but
please don't tell us verbatim also.
Well, no, it's okay. It's okay. So it was basically like, so I'm at work and I realized that I didn't tell you this yet, but after deliberating long and hard, like I like to do this.
Okay.
Deliberating long and hard and thinking about it, I decided that tonight before bedtime, you're going to get it. Okay. So I sent her a text message that basically said that.
Okay.
So the good news was when I sent that accidentally to my mom, her response was, what am I going to get?
That is wonderful.
At that point, I had to scramble and say, that article that I found about Italy cuisine.
And then you had to Google Italy cuisine as fast as you could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.